This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, April 29th, 2016. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, unions in the UK fight against Britain's exit from the European Union. A new labour law in Cambodia will make conditions even worse for the country's unions and workers. Thousands of unionists celebrated International Health and Safety Day, and the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. Thursday, April 28th was the International Day to remember workers who have died on the job and remind the world why the fight for better health and safety standards is crucial. One of the most horrible on-the-job industrial accidents took place 3 years ago when a garment factory building in the Rana Plaza in Bangladesh collapsed. 1,200 workers, mainly young women, were killed. Some 2,500 were wounded. After the disaster, the international labor movement forced clothing brands to support a program called the Accord on Fire and Building Safety to improve the state of garment factories in the country. I talked to Jenny Holdcroft, the policy director of the Global Union Federation Industriale. I reached her just after she participated in a demonstration in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, which called for more government action. I asked her what Industriale and the unions in the country want the government to do.
Well, what we really want to do is the government to take over its proper regulatory role. The collapse of the Rana Plaza building and all the deaths that resulted in the injuries pointed to a lack of governance, and that's why the Bangladesh Accord was formed, so that immediate action could be taken by the brands and retailers and the global unions to ensure that the factories were made safe. The Accord has made a great many gains in the 3 years. There's still a lot more work to be done. But meanwhile, we're not seeing that the government is really ready to take over that regulatory role. So it really needs to get its act together to understand what is needed in order to get to the factories to remediate. We have to bear in mind that the Accord covers some 1,600 factories, but so does the government, which covers the factories that fall outside the purview of both the Alliance and the Accord. And we're not seeing the level of progress there. Those factories are not yet being remediated and so remain unsafe.
Some activists have called for a boycott of Bangladeshi goods in order to force improvement of the wages and working conditions of especially the garment workers in the country. What does Industriale think of this tactic? Does it support a boycott of goods from Bangladesh?
No, absolutely we don't. And I don't really see the relationship between stopping buying goods from Bangladesh and improving working conditions. All a boycott will do is make the Bangladeshi garment workers suffer anymore, because what they need is jobs. They need decent jobs where they can be safe and where they can have the right to organize a union. But if you take away those jobs completely, you're not doing anything to improve their lives.
Cambodia has one of the nastiest labor records in the world, and now things are about to get even worse. Radio Labor's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
With the support of international labor organizations, workers in Cambodia are protesting a new labor law. The law was pushed through the National Assembly by the government, despite objections by the UN's International Labor Organization, the ILO, the country's unions, and global labor federations such as Industriale. Even a number of multinational garment brands have said they oppose the law. The newly adopted legislation imposes new limits on the right to strike, allows government intervention into internal union affairs, and permits employers to apply for the dissolution of unions. Cambodia has more than 1,200 garment factories, producing about $6 billion in exports. The factories produce clothes for companies such as Gap and Nike. Women make up most of the country's 700,000 garment labor force. They earn a minimum wage of $4.50 a day. That works out to about 12 cents a t-shirt. The new law has been condemned by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the body which represents national union centers at the world level. ITUC General Secretary Sharon Burrell told the media that the government has backed the Anti-Union Employers Federation at every step. It has continually pushed back against decent working conditions and wages. The government and police violence against those fighting for the respect of international workers' rights must end, she said. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
With the result too close to call, electors in the UK are headed to a June 23rd referendum on continued membership in the European Union. Most of the largest unions in the country, plus the National Trades Union Congress, are campaigning in support of staying in the EU. Supporters of what has been dubbed Brexit, Britain's exit, say that the EU has been pushing government austerity programs, which have caused much damage. Frances O'Grady is the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress, the TUC. She spoke recently to a convention of the National Union of Students about Britain, the EU, and the June 23rd referendum.
We believe that a Brexit would pose a real threat to workers' jobs, our livelihoods, and our rights. Many of the rights that we take for granted, from equal rights for part-time workers to stronger protection against discrimination, and of course, paid holidays, these have been won because unions banded together across borders, and we won it through the EU, and it's now guaranteed by the EU. Rights that working students rely on and that union agreements build on. Now, I know there are different views about the referendum, and I respect that. And I share the view that the EU is far from perfect, but believe that we can only win change from within. If politicians really want to tackle the problems that workers and students face, then it's simple. Stop the cuts and start investing. Get tough on bad bosses and rip off landlords. And instead of kowtowing to big corporations and the banks, stand up for the interests of workers, students and citizens. For a fairer, greener Europe with great jobs and homes at its heart. There is nothing inevitable about the world that we face now. There is nothing inevitable or natural about inequality. The status quo is not the only option. Another Europe, another world is possible.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labour Star correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the more than 2,200 stories our volunteers collected last week. Our top story section included links to news about the huge wave of trade union militancy being led by women in India, and a report that concluded that a workplace death happens every 15 seconds somewhere in the world. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Striking municipal workers in South Africa blocked roads to back their demand for safety equipment and a wage increase owed to them since 2011. Bangladesh's ferry system came to a halt as river transport workers protested a lack of progress in bargaining. Junior doctors were off the job in the United Kingdom for 2 days over threats to impose punishing hours of work and cuts to the healthcare system. Nigerian state workers resumed their strike in an effort to obtain the 5 months of wages that are owed to them. Bank workers in Argentina won a huge victory as their strike ended with a 33% wage increase. Hospitality workers in Norway stopped work to back their demand for a change to the structure of bargaining for their industry. Long-distance truck drivers formed blockades in Kenya to protest a lack of security and attacks on them by robbers. As a result, hundreds of motorists were stuck on major highways overnight. And a one-day wage strike by German air transport workers caused the cancellation of over 1,000 flights last week. Our top working women stories included coverage of a huge pay equity award for Canadian library workers, the ways in which public sector cuts in Australia hurt women more than men, and the efforts unions are making to protect African domestic workers migrating to the Gulf. Our health and safety newswire carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the Nigerian Truckers Union, which is accusing customs officials of extrajudicial killings, workers' Memorial Day ceremonies around the world, and events marking the anniversary of the Rana Plaza factory disaster in Bangladesh. Currently, LabourStart is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from LabourStart, reporting for Radio Labour.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.